Yeah, Steely Mail today. No promo these days because we haven't had a winner for that long. It's not funny. And yesterday we got the wrong one. Cold beers. We spoke about cold beers being a celebration for Paul Prisky yesterday. Didn't tip it to us, but it won. Cold beers, and we missed out. We weren't able to have any cold beers with any great joy. So today we're going to do something about that today at Wodonga. Whitey?
It's a crisis, and people think we're joking. We're being deadly serious. We find this has been a responsibility of ours for some time. It's bordering on community service, and for a long time we've been very successful.
We're still successful.
We aren't. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're struggling.
You
we're struggling.
Only deal with the profit on the spreadsheet in front of us, and there's still a profit on the spreadsheet. So it is a success.
Yeah.
We just haven't had a winner for a while.
Yeah, a lot of people. I'm worried. A lot of people are starting to jump off.
Well, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go to our trainer before the track manager. So it's an unusual situation. We're going to change it up.
Good.
Change it up.
Of tactics.
Yeah. Good. See how we go. Because Dave Eustace is with us from the all-conquering May Eustace camp at the moment. We've gone straight to the big hitters to find us a winner today at Wodonga. Dave, good morning.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're going well. We appreciate your time. We know you've got stuff on. Race 4, number 7. Namakwe's got barrier 13 today. It was fourth on the plastic 21 days ago. How does he go on the grass?
Yeah, I think we'll probably take him out. He's a nice enough horse. He's drawn wide at Wodonga, 14. I think it'll just work out pretty ugly, so he'll be scratched.
That's not a great start for the early mile for us today. What about race 5, number 1, Valentina Star might be. Heavyweight, 62.5 before the 3-kilo claim. Favourite at the tab at the moment.
Yeah, look, she's racing really well. She's thoroughly consistent. She tries very hard. And Michaela Lawrence takes some weight off. She's been doing plenty of work for us. And I hope she runs well for her and the owners. She's got a good gait. She should be there or thereabouts.
Right, so race 5, number 1. Race 6, number 5, Jazzles was a winner 2 starts back on the heavy. The track, I think, is good today. It was 8th at Geelong on soft 32 days ago. Has freshened up a bit for this?
Yeah, she has. She's freshened up quite nicely. Geelong was a stronger race off the back of her win, and she just felt had been feeling her runs a little bit. So track is quicker today, which will be the doubt.
All right. Then race 8, number 7, you've got Stardon Lass, another inside gate for Stardon Lass. Sort of normally sits midfield. Is that going to be a problem?
No, I don't think so. We will sort of ride a patient-ish from the gate. Obviously, you don't want to be too far back at Wodonga, but she just needs a bit of cover. And I think she's probably our best chance today.
Oh, righto. I like that. And you got race 9, number 3, Scarlet Heart.
Yeah, she won a poor race on the synthetic, but she's trained on quite nicely. She's drawn well, which, again, is a big help. So she should run well.
So I just need to make this clean for a promo, Dave. We need a winner on this bloody thing. Your best today, please.
I've been going all right on this. I think starting last is our best chance.
Starting last, race 8, number 7. You have been going all right. That's why we've come back to you.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck, buddy. Thank you. Dave Eustace with 4 runners today at Wodonga for the all-conquering stable at the moment. They are hot to trot. Starden Lass, race 8, number 7, is $4.40 in the early markets at tab.com.au.
Notice the impact we're having on trainers. Probably the biggest training situation here in Victoria. And we're even getting the trainers daying themselves. There's no declaration of Starden Lass, that it would run well.
He's normally very reserved. He doesn't go over the top, Dave, but he says that's our best, so we'll back him in because they have a fair knack of finding winners, those two. The May Eustace camp, they're in hot form. Now, let's find out what surface they're playing on, Whitey, because Ash Hocken is there at Wodonga.
He is. Now, there was a lot of rain over the weekend in Victoria, but I think a fair bit of the Riverina area missed it. Ash, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good, going thanks, well, Ash. Thank you. How much rain did you get, or did you get any over the course of the weekend?
Yeah, we got 7.5 mil on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, so that's just helped out a little bit.
Okay. So what are we playing on today?
So at the moment, we're on a good 4 with a penetrometer of 5.3.
Okay. And rail position?
Is true the entire.
Oh, it's perfect.
True the entire. Now, it is perfect. Now, the weather is starting to warm up, so are we any chance of the track improving, or do you think it'll sort of sit around that for the day? What are your thoughts?
I reckon it would sit around it, yeah. It's pretty close to a 4.5, just in the 4 range at the moment, so I wouldn't expect it to upgrade today.
All right. Terrific, Ash. Thanks for your time, and good luck with the meeting.
No worries. Thank you.
Good stuff, Ash Hocken there, track manager at Wodonga. Good four, rail true, good given the ground, good cushion for our horses, and we've got our investment being race 8, number 7, for the biggest stable in the country.